Prince Rohan and the Witch's Daughter, The Cursed Prince, by Rachel Comen, narrated by Michael Mola. Once upon a time, in southeast of England, during the medieval age, there lived a king who fairly ruled his kingdom, solemnly, and with great kindness, and the dwellers who lived there gaily adored him. King Miles was his name, and together with his graceful Queen Isabella was blessed with a son, Prince Rohan. As time flew by, King Miles's kingdom flourished even more, that other kings around him envied him, while his son, Prince Rohan, grew up to be the most handsome young man in the entire kingdom, where a lot of young suitors cast their melting, flickering eyes on him. But Prince Rohan was already engaged to Aurelia, a beautiful princess whose castle was not far from King Miles's kingdom. It was angelic springtime when flowers fully blossomed and their rainbow, radiant petals matted most of the green grass. The birds sang melodiously and flapped their wings up on the calm blue sky, while the young gazelles enjoyed quenching their thirst on the pool of cool, clear water that streamed down the steady rocks. And the farmers joyfully enjoyed plowing their fields. But Prince Rohan was the happiest of them all, more than thrilled, because he was going to celebrate his 20th birthday. And unlike other birthdays he had celebrated, that one was the most important and special, because he was going to be crowned as the rightful heir of King Miles's kingdom. On his birthdays, people around the kingdom celebrated, but that special birthday, other kings and queens, princes and princesses, those of royalty and high-ranked knights from various kingdoms were invited to his coronation. And on the day of Prince Rohan's birthday, before the crowing of the first rooster, the royal chapel and everywhere in the fortress was marvelously decorated with alluring, dazzling flowers. Fat pigs, goats, cows, sheep, and chicken were slaughtered and roasted, and later on intensive convoys of royal carts and horses with guards majestically rode in King Miles's fortress. Afterwards, in the royal chapel, when everybody was quietly seated, Prince Rohan was ushered in proudly by King Miles and Queen Isabella to the podium where the priest patiently waited. Promptly after Prince Rohan arrived at the podium, he recited some oath after the priest, and later he was crowned as the rightful heir of King Miles' kingdom. Immediately after Prince Rohan was sworn in, mouth-watering delicacy was served, and a lot of wine bottles were emptied. The entertainers performed their outstanding craft, and later musicians played their instruments as they sang, and together they all mirthfully celebrated. They harmoniously danced and danced till crack of dawn, but Prince Rohan retired early to his chambers. He left the party a little past midnight, exhausted of dancing because almost everybody wanted to have a dance with the crowned prince. Tardily, Prince Rohan strode in his royal chambers and stood at the window, glancing at the refinement beauty of the moon, and the moon rays gleamed right back at his new crown. Prince Rohan was remarkably excited that his coronation was successful and that everybody enjoyed themselves. He removed his crown and strutted to the credenza where he placed his crown. As he was changing to his nightgown, he noticed some strange, unusual hair that had slightly grown on his arms and part of his chin. That did not raise much alarm in him. He figured out that one of his caregivers who groomed him would shave it the following day. Prince Rohan slipped underneath his cozy, lavished blanket with silken mattress, and as exhausted as he was, he laid his head on the velvet pillow, and swiftly, yet soundly, he fell asleep, inviting lofty dreams. The following day, after the golden sun had faintly risen and the birds were busy chirping, Prince Rohan woke up enthusiastically, ready to face another interesting day, and following his normal routine, a hot bath awaited him. He stepped down on the smooth, fluffy mat and began pacing towards the bathroom. He slowly passed a mirror which stood some few steps past his royal bed, and his eyes lingered at the mirror. Dismayed, he halted briskly. Prince Rohan astutely stood, effigy-like, a statue in front of the mirror, his eyes wide open full of terror of what he saw, and his lips mumbled like that of a stammerer. Prince Rohan was disfigured. His handsome face and body was no more. He had changed to an awful animal. Horns like that of a young gazelle had grown on his head, and long whiskers had grown above his upper lip. His eyebrows were bushy like that of a porcupine, and his hair had grown more than 10 inches long, while hair like fur covered his entire body. Prince Rohan shockingly gazed down at his feet and bewildered. He saw how his toes had protruded like that of an armadillo, and he was frightened to death. "What is happening to me?" he dreadfully asked himself, quivering like a leaf in a gale. Terrified, Prince Rohan hurriedly dressed up and ran where King Miles and Queen Isabella were having breakfast with other royalties.